Stéphane Scheible, thank you to be with us today. You're the CEO of Solactive. Your business is doing indexes.
Well, actually, it's exactly what you described. We are an index calculation company. So we calculate indices a little bit different than the really big index companies out there. So we differentiate each other. You know, there you've got the brand managers with a very big brand out there, and you've got the IT companies. And we are more an IT company producing very efficient index levels. And if we try to identify stories for our index business, then we always try to find stories where we believe there's a really big growth out there. Yeah. And secondly, where you don't have the one and only benchmark out there. So if you think about stocks in France, you think about the CAC 40, you don't think about anything else. So it's nothing that we can do there because you've got a well-branded index already out there. And for the green bond market, there was nothing out there that was really broadly known. And that was the reason why we just decided to launch the first green bond index to deliver the first benchmark linked to that story.
What is the main way to create a new index?
For us, it's always important that it's rule-based. Yeah, so we don't do any active management. So there's nobody really saying, I like this bond more than the other. Everything needs to be fully rule-based. So, and what we've done then is really we defined the rules. So we just said, the bond must have an amount outstanding of more than 100 million. That's number one. So it cannot be a very, very small one. So we need to have bonds with an amount outstanding of more than 100 million. Secondly, a big discussion on that conference is what's a green bond, what's not a green bond. So we just said a green bond for us is everything that the Climate Bonds Initiative is defining as green bond, because they are much more experienced than we are. So when they say this is a green bond and we say the amount outstanding is higher than 100 million, these bonds are all included into the index.
Mm-hmm. If I am an investor, I meet you and I ask you to do for me a new index, it's possible?
It's possible, exactly. So at the end for us, it's important that that we can define rules so that it's nobody really actively picking stocks or bonds out of a universe. Yeah, that's number one. And number two, the index must be an adequate benchmark for the market reflecting this, the index reflecting the market. So you need to define the rules, there must be a market for that. And of course, for us, there always must be a business model behind that. So at the end, we must be confident that we can sell such an index, that people are using the index as a benchmark for funds, as a benchmark for their investments. That's for us the important feature.
How do you earn your money? You are selling index?
Exactly. So if somebody wants to use an index, because an index, you cannot invest directly into an index. You always need to have a financial product linked to such an index. Quite popular currently in Europe are index tracking funds or ETFs. So if an ETF provider, for example, wants to use such an index to launch a product, then they need to pay a license fee to us. So we earn in that scenario license fees from the product providers. Or the other way around is if you just say, I want to have this index, please calculate that for me. Yeah, then I charge you really for our calculation services.
We have seen a lot of indexes all over the world, in fact, but you have a lot of creation to go.
Yeah, it's you've got already a lot of indices out there. Actually, you've got more indices than you've got stocks globally. Yeah, so that's a quite interesting fact. Nevertheless, first of all, there are always new stories coming to the market. Just think about 5 years ago. nobody was sitting there and really saying we need to have a green bond index at a certain point of time. And suddenly the story, the theme really took off, and there was no index out there, so we started green bonds. Or if you just think about renewable energy many years ago, if you think about certain thematic indices like 3D printers, there was nothing out there. And the last and very big trend currently is what everybody is saying, smart beta. So you go away from the traditionally weighted, market cap weighted indices, and you weight according to dividend yield, you weight in terms of momentum and other factors. So away from the traditional benchmarks to what the people call smart beta.
Thank you, Stefan Scheible, to have been with us today.
Thanks a lot.